It's kind of interesting. This whole issue always comes out in oncology about how much research do you need in order to trigger a change in practice? Do we have to test everything that you see with one taxane with another? What are your thoughts about that?
I think those questions are not as practical necessarily for the practicing oncologist. I think that there are many drugs that are very good in lung cancer. I think where people want to see new research is novel combinations with biologic agents and more experimental agents. I think at the end of the day, everybody is happier if we have more drugs to choose from at the end rather than less.
When you look at combining bevacizumab with a taxane, and I guess you could include nanoparticle paclitaxel also, what do we know right now about safety and efficacy, not just in lung cancer, but other cancers, and looking at different taxanes with bevacizumab?
Well, currently, to my own knowledge, Taxotere and paclitaxel are the only combinations that exist out there with Avastin. There will be a gemcitabine with cisplatin data by the end of the year. We're not sure if there's going to be any carboplatin with gemcitabine data yet, although I'm sure that trial is planned. And I'm unsure of any of the Abraxane studies, whether they are ready to use Avastin. I'm sure they are planning some.
Any reason to think theoretically or based on laboratory models that any one of these would be better than the other?
You know, we use a lot of synergistic models in lung cancer. Some of the data we get in cell lines are additive, and then they turn out synergistic in the clinic, and vice versa, which is actually more of the case where we see synergistic qualities within the lab, and then we don't see those same qualities in the human. So it's very variable from that standpoint. If you believe that Avastin is helping to synergize with the chemotherapy, enhance the chemotherapy effects, then theoretically, most chemotherapies that you combine with it should have an increased efficacy.
And I know that even before the Avastin trial was presented at ASCO last year, there was a press release even before that, you were generally using carbo and docetaxel outside of a clinical trial in first-line setting as opposed to paclitaxel. What was your thinking behind that?
Well, Taxotere is one of the few drugs you can actually dose at the full prescribed dose of 75 per meter squared. Most people, when they prescribe paclitaxel, which is actually only FDA approved in non-small cell as the 24-hour infusion, most people will use the 3-hour infusion, and I don't think you're wrong for doing that. But 225 is the number that's supposed to be what's used with 3-hour. We actually end up, in practice, using paclitaxel more at 175 per meter squared. Now, that's tolerable to the patient, and most people do very well with that regimen. However, the equivalent dose of Taxotere, if you compare it to a 175 per meter squared Taxol dose, is about 50. I think Avastin represents the VEGF class that is now going to be established in non-small cell lung cancer. You brought up several good points of taxanes, platinums, VEGF, and we will talk about EGF as well. These four classes of drugs have to be treated very equally now, just as in previous years it was platinums and taxanes.